AM 860 KPAM.
The Talk Station.
AM 860 KPAM.
The Talk Station with Bob Miller in the morning.
AM 860 KPAM.
The Talk Station.
Sean Hannity, today at noon. Bob Miller, right now on AM 860 KPAM. The Talk Station.
5:11 in the morning at KPAM. This is Bob Miller. You've heard Will Ferrell is dead, haven't you? He's all over the World Wide Web. And we've heard of other people that are pronounced dead. Paul McCartney, Bobby McFerrin, Scott Baio, William Hung, the Taco Bell Chihuahua. All of these have been reported dead. Now, we have now in our midst Lori Mann. And God bless her. She's out there with the Dead People Server. It's a website that keeps track of famous people incorrectly reported as gone to their reward. Lori, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm fine.
Glad you're along.
And can I make a slight correction?
Absolutely.
Dead People Server tracks the status of over 3,200 celebrities, but it includes a rumors page, so it's not just a rumor site, but it includes a rumor site.
Not just a dead person server, then.
Right.
That was a little more than that. All right. Well, how did this thing get started with Will Ferrell being dead and dying in a paragliding accident?
Well, it's one of those things. I saw a very badly worded press release that was sent out a couple weeks ago, and I looked at it and I said, oh, this is somebody's hack. This can't be real. So I ignored it. I mean, and a little while later, true enough, the word came around that, yes, indeed, it was a hoax. What happens is that one of the bad things about the World Wide Web is suddenly it's much easier to spread hoaxes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
And people have been, for a couple years now, sending out phony press releases announcing someone's death. Before the Will Ferrell death, the most famous press release hoax I'm aware of was for John Bazdow, the guy that does Fitness Made Simple. And somebody had sent around a press release in early January of 2005 saying that Bazdow had drowned in the tsunami in Thailand.
Well, I can see where that might be set up by a competitor or something like that.
Yeah, we still to this day don't know who sent it out. And actually, the person who sent out the Bazdow press release, it was at least it was slightly accurate here and there. I mean, whoever sent out the Ferrell press release, I mean, the names were misspelled, the age was wrong. You know, I mean, everything was wrong with it. It was just amazing.
Well, you got to look into these things. Now, see, I'm one human who honestly believed there for a while that Abe Vigoda was indeed dead.
Not yet.
Well, maybe that's because he dies in every movie he's in.
You know, that's a good point. And although, at least in The Godfather, he did die off camera.
Well, he sleeps with the fishes. Wasn't that him? I don't know.
I don't remember, but he was just kind of taken off camera. You didn't see how he died.
Are these malicious, I don't know, is somebody trying to get back at somebody, or is this just people pranking each other, or as we say in today's vernacular, punked?
It's really hard to tell. I mean, I think the Ferrell thing was so badly done, it probably was an attempt at a punk. I mean, I think in the Bazdow, I really kind of think that someone was kind of out to get him because it was a little more credible. I think in general, though, a lot of these things, not the press release style rumors, but the kind of somebody passes along a rumor, and because it's the internet, two people don't hear the rumor. You know, 20,000 people can hear the rumor.
I think the internet is one of the biggest telephone games we have right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Things get going, and by the time it gets to the end, it's completely out of kilter. Here's Jerry Mathers. Jerry Mathers. They said he was killed in Vietnam. Well, there was somebody killed in Vietnam whose name was Jerry Mathers. Not Leave It to Beaver Jerry Mathers, just a guy named Jerry Mathers, and then this rumor gets started as if there couldn't be another person on the planet with that name.
Right, and in fairness, these rumors have certainly been around for a long time. I mean, for example, there's the famous one about Mark Twain, where Mark Twain had to send around the little note, you know, rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
Right. Lori, this is Pat Boyle. It's kind of macabre, but I don't know if you've heard of people who actually have dead people pools where they have a list, and then, you know, when the person dies, they mark it off. Do you think those people access your website?
Oh, yeah. No, I know they do because traditionally I get a lot more visitors in December, which is the month when dead pools are put together. although I have to say, though, that interestingly enough, this month, this March has been my busiest month ever. And it might be partially because there have been quite a few celebrity deaths this month, and I think it just kind of gets people to thinking.
How did the rumor get started about the Taco Bell Chihuahua being dead?
I honestly don't know because... The article that you're referring to is on abcnews.com, and the gentleman had done some of his own research that didn't include, you know, my site. So, frankly, until I read his article the other day, I didn't know about the Taco Bell Chihuahua.
You only do humans, not dogs?
I do odd things. Like, for example, I included in the rumor page Frasier Crane, because there was a an episode of Frasier a couple years ago in which Frasier Crane was erroneously reported as having died.
Is there one person who gets the most frequent erroneous reports?
It might have been Bob Hope, because he did live to be so old, and at least weekly you'd hear, oh gosh, Bob Hope has died, and then of course there was that famous event back in 98 where his death was actually announced on the floor of the Congress.
Forgotten.
Oh yeah, they made a big announcement. The guy was having breakfast at the time. Mr. Hope finds out he's dead while he's having his grapefruit.
Yeah.
It was great. Well, listen, Lori, thanks a lot for being with us this morning. The it's deadpeople.info, correct?
Yes.
www.deadpeople, all one word, .info. It looks great, sounds great. Lori, thanks for being with us.
Thanks very much.
All right, 516. My advice is don't read the World Wide Web on April 1.
Don't
right?
do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
516 the time, and here is the very much alive Gina Ryder.
Hey, definitely do the drive this morning because it is sensational pretty much so far. Super light traffic, I-5 northbound from Tualatin through the curve, southbound I-5 fine out of Vancouver into Delta Park. Inbound I-4 zipping along the entire stretch all the way to the I-5 split. And we do have some fog for drivers in that 205 corridor between Gladstone and Oregon City, so take it easy there, but we're still up to speed. And this update is brought to you by Fred Meyer. Don't forget to pick up your copy of Peter Jackson's King Kong on DVD, available right now at your neighborhood Fred Meyer. What's on your list today? KPAM is the talk station with the most frequent traffic.